However, in certain circumstances and in certain circles, as we perceive the energy now, it will cause the beginning of a cascade collapse over time that will allow for an introduction of new systems, new ideas. In other words, we will put it this way. It will be an indication that what you call the mainframe structure is no longer capable of supporting itself under its own weight, and it will allow for the opening and introduction of, through opportunistic time frames, new ideas, new systems, new endeavors, new approaches, that when they are then put into place, will begin to lay the foundations for more communication, more personal self-empowerment, and so forth. This entire process will most likely take about 7 to 10 of your years. And by then, you will see the most rapid changes in the infrastructure of economics, communication, and so forth. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Now remember, all of you, that there is no such thing as a prediction of the future. There is only a sensing of the energy that exists at the time the prediction is made. Because there is only the present. If the energy that is sensed at the time the so-called prediction is made does not change, then it will come to pass. But if it does change, it will not. It does not mean that the prediction was not true. It simply means that the energy has changed. Many times, the existence of a prediction itself will change the energy, because now it has made you aware of where the energy is, and if you don't prefer it to be there, then your consciousness changes the direction of the energy and renders the prediction obsolete. So in many ways, sometimes, a good prediction is doing its job when it renders itself unpredictable. You understand? This is how time works. There is no such thing as a fixed future. There is only the energy that exists at the time the sensing is made. Because there are an unlimited number of probable future realities. And it could go in any number of ways. Now, yes, there are some probable future realities that have a great deal of momentum and energy behind them and may be unlikely to shift. And those are, in a sense, easiest to sense and, quote-unquote, predict. But nevertheless, is created in the moment and sensed in the moment, and barring certain circumstances where there simply is too much mass agreement for something to change, it is almost always changeable. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So, oh, sir.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Since we are being formal, sir, the last thing we would like to say about this concept is to remember that each and every one of you, and all of you together, are your government, to allow yourself to make sure you are not perpetuating division by creating an us and them scenario, but by allowing yourself to work to the creation of systems that you believe are representative of self-empowerment, sharing, communication, clarity, creativity, unconditional love, and support of all, and by instilling those systems and infusing your society with those systems to the best of your ability, they will eventually replace any system that is outdated, that tries to control, that tries to dominate, because ultimately, by definition, such a system will ultimately not be able to stand up under its own weight. And as it begins to crumble a bit at a time, with a little glitch here and a little glitch there, here a glitch, there a glitch, then the new systems will already be in place and will be capable of sprouting up very rapidly to form a network that will take over the job and, in a sense, provide a little bit more equality. Do you follow?
I believe so.
Does this help you?
Yes.
Does it answer your question?
Pretty much.
All right.
Was there something else? Stock market.
Yes.
The stock market was a big concern of mine. And
yes. Probably, why is it a concern of yours?
It's a timing thing.
I see. Well, I'm going to have to ask you a question and allow this to be brief. May I?
Yes.
I will put it to you and all of you this way. What is it you're actually putting stock in? I would suggest you put stock in yourselves rather than some relatively arbitrary system.
I'm concerned about the effect of the stock market, what it'll do.
I've already told you why you don't have to be concerned. Did you follow what we said to begin with? If new systems are in place by people who are excited and creative to put them there, then when the other system collapses, it won't matter. For those that have prepared themselves will not feel a negative effect. I remind you of another principle, another tool that comes into play in this case. Perhaps this will help address the situation a little bit more precisely for you. All situations are fundamentally neutral. No situation has built-in meaning. The meaning you put into it determines the effect you get out of it, regardless of what anyone else's intention happens to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, some.
All right. You want it to make more sense to you?
Yeah, I'd like to get an idea of a date of a smart stock market crash.
Why? Knowing what I have already told you about the fact that there is no such thing as a prediction of the future, you still want me to give you one?
A guess? Ballpark figure?
Well, which ballpark are we talking about?
The one that they're playing the stock market in.
I see. January 7th, 2005.
Thank you.
That's one.
Could I have the closest one?
That is the closest one, in the way that you mean it. But it may not happen the way you think it will happen. Put stock in yourself. That is the only thing that will always go up. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next sharing.
Good evening, Bashar.
And to you, good day. First of all, before you continue.
Yes.
I wish to stress that we are not being facetious, nor, as you say, tongue-in-cheek, when we speak to you in these terms. What we are talking about is not philosophy, but physics. And these kinds of statements, to put stock in yourself, are statements of absolute fact and mechanistic realism. They are not simply cute catchphrases. We mean this from our heart of hearts. You are the determiner of your realities. When you put stock in yourself, you will understand that no arbitrary system can really reflect what it is you deem is going to be true for you. Continue.
I've heard different reports on whether or not we have reached critical mass.
In some senses, yes, you have.
Could you give a very clear definition of critical mass?
An idea of critical mass is to simply understand when there is a sufficient amount of individuals within the whole collective consciousness of any given reality system that changes its agreement in another direction, that will determine the general path then of the whole. Do you follow?
Yes.
You have already gone beyond the necessary critical mass, and now, in a sense, you are simply building up a certain kind of momentum. There are still thresholds to cross within the overall bubble of the critical mass you have built up. But in many ways, you have created enough critical mass to allow yourselves to understand that you are taking back your power. Were it not so that you had reached this critical mass, in all probability, we would not be having this discussion. Because your world would not be ready for the idea of the expansion of consciousness that all of you are exploring, not just because of us, but because of yourselves. That is an indication that you have reached the critical mass, that spiritual issues and issues of consciousness are now in your daily language, that you are beginning to hear it in different forms, in different ways, that you all know what you're talking about in that sense, and that you hear others talking about it, are signs and symptoms of the fact that you have reached critical mass in that context. Do you follow?
Yes, thank you.